Welcome to the Spirit of Work solo episodes of the Culture and Leadership Connections podcast. If you long to see happier and more humane workplaces and want to reflect on how that could happen, you are in the right place. These monthly solo episodes are based on my book, The Spirit of Work, Timeless Wisdom, Current Realities. The book was written from three complementary sources of knowledge. 1, the sacred writings of the world's spiritual traditions. 2, scientific developments on human behavior and well-being in the workplace. And 3, insightful experiences from business, my clients, and my own work. In each episode, I elaborate on one of the ideas from the book and ask questions to help us all think more holistically about work. Join me as we combine the wisdom of the past and the reading of our current realities to build the future of work. And now for today's episode. Welcome to Culture and Leadership Connections podcast solo episodes. Today on episode 4, I'm going to explain a concept that can be used as a tool to make increasingly purposeful and ethical decisions. Let's say I feel like saying or doing something. What will motivate me to act on that impulse or that plan? Most of us have not reflected on that question. We just speak or act, then deal with the consequences or justify our actions later. I'm sure you've heard marketers who talk about how we decide to buy based on emotion and on desire, and then we use our thinking skills to justify the purchase later. We say that we're making a reasonable, rational decision, but actually, our emotions and desires are prompting us to move and to act, and then afterwards we use reason to justify, which isn't really reason, it's just sort of making up something that would justify our actions. But is that so inevitable? Are emotion and desire always the master of our actions? What if we had a guide to autocorrect consequences in a split second or as a way to reflect? Imagine bringing your whole self to an action informed by purpose. Imagine creating results that both individuals and organizations can be proud of. In my last episode, I talked about the importance of purpose to guide our actions, but I explained that purpose alone will not always lead to a high-level result because purpose can provide the fuel to go either to the light or the dark side, driven by emotion and desire that we have not acknowledged. And emotion-driven, desire-driven impulses typically don't build positive habits. So what can be the bridge, and how do we come to this as a whole person? The bridge, for me, is a simple probing question, which, when you ask it, leads to a truer and more authentic version of oneself. So here's the question. Is this soul enhancing or soul diminishing? So think about that. Soul enhancing, what could that be? And soul diminishing, what could that be? And why would that affect work? Well, if you've ever been in a workplace where people gossip all the time, and you know trust is broken down as a result, that's an example of a workplace that has a soul diminished habit, the habit of gossiping and saying bad things behind people's backs. So nobody trusts anybody anymore. And everyone is fake. They don't feel they can be their authentic self because they feel it will be attacked. They can't admit to mistakes because they think that that will cause them to be punished. And so the whole culture of the organization goes down. But if you have a soul-enhancing workplace, people are encouraging each other. They're clear about things. They do things transparently. They think about ways they can help each other, be kind to each other, and move along the organization. When there's a mistake, they can talk openly about it because they know that nobody's going to be punished from bringing it up. Simply, it's a system adjustment that can be made without causing harm. So that gives you one example. But let's look at a question that you can ask yourself, either in the moment as you get good at it or later while you're practicing it to reflect on something you've done. The question is, is this soul enhancing or soul diminishing? If what I'm about to say, do, or even what I'm thinking right now, is this soul enhancing or soul diminishing? Now, of course, in the heat of the moment, it's not a question you're likely to ask yourself right away. With practice, you will probably get good at it. But you can also use this as a self-reflection tool, not as a way to punish yourself, but to take a little bit of a tally and say, was this more of a soul enhancing or soul diminishing day? And what could I do to bring it more into the soul enhancing side for tomorrow? So it can be a way that you bring yourself to account in a way that doesn't shame or blame, but that encourages you to move forward to greater and greater things. So let me explain a little bit more about this concept. In my book, The Spirit of Work, I give two lists of soul-enhancing versus soul-diminishing attitudes, actions, and outcomes. They're quite long, so I won't list them all here, but let me tell you in brief what they are. Soul enhancing is encouraging. It's expansive. It's joyful. It's creative, and it promotes love. That's how you know that what you're doing, thinking, saying is soul enhancing, because those are the results. Those are the outcomes of something that's not only good for you, but good for other people, good for the planet. It's not something that's going to promote harm. It's going to promote what's best for everybody around. It develops virtues. The practice of soul enhancing behavior is the practice of virtues. And virtues are also positive qualities, which are admired across all cultures in the world. Think, for example, about kindness, helpfulness, courage, wisdom. Those are virtues. Those are examples of qualities that are admired, although they may be expressed differently culturally across different cultural perspectives and through time. They still maintain their worth and they're still admired constantly. Those are soul enhancing qualities. Soul diminishing qualities, on the other side, have this result. They're discouraging, constrictive, oppressive. They promote hatred and polarization. They promote pushing people out and excluding them. So if you increase your soul diminishing behaviors, you also develop a habit. It's called vice. Vice are the negative qualities that destroy cultures and destroy individuals too. You can notice the behaviors as aggression, violence, hatred, superiority, self-centeredness. All of those are soul diminishing behaviors because they shrink the capacity of the human spirit. Whereas soul enhancing behaviors expand the capacity of the human spirit and open up horizons of new possibility. So soul enhancing behaviors actually come from the desire to connect with the divine and to show appreciation for that connection through service to humanity. I'm going to read you a quote from page 12 that's about that very thing. This one is from Abdu'l-Bahá, and it is this. Briefly, all effort and exertion put forth by man from the fullness of his heart is worship if it is prompted by the highest motives and the will to do service to humanity. This is worship, to serve mankind and to minister to the needs. So when you contrast soul-enhancing and soul-diminishing behavior and attitude lists, a key question emerges. Is what I'm about to think, say, or do, is it soul-diminishing or soul-enhancing? And let's see how this works. I'm going to read a little bit more from the book on pages 13 and 14. Do I feel like making a point of someone else's faults? Soul diminishing. Can I think of a way to share the irritation I feel towards that person in a way that is both honest and kind? Soul sustaining. Do I snap at others and say, I'm tired and that's just the way it is? Soul diminishing. Do I take a deep breath and let others know I am feeling tired and might not be at my best? Soul sustaining. Do I share the joy of somebody's promotion or success? This would be soul sustaining. Or do I feel bitter and jealous of someone's promotion or success? Soul diminishing. You get the point. Asking this question about my behaviors can help me intentionally improve them. Asking this question about my thoughts can help me orient towards virtue. But only if I have acknowledged the negative feelings and their triggers. There's more about that later. Suffice it to say that as our words and deeds become more and more aligned with soul-sustaining habits, other issues in our lives will start to auto-correct themselves. Now, to apply this to the workplace, imagine each of us asking that question, will this be soul-diminishing or soul-enhancing? That could really influence decisions in the workplace. If something is soul-diminishing or soul-enhancing, if people at the bottom of the organization are getting lower and lower wages and expected to work longer and longer hours, that sounds soul diminishing to me. So there are things that we can think about and consider in the light of this probing question that can help to autocorrect towards our higher purpose and to orient us more towards service. The Buddha is attributed to have said, it's another quote from the book, the monk who subdues his arisen anger sloughs off as a snake its decrepit old skin. So learning to find a way to align our emotions and our desires with principles that will help us to do soul-enhancing actions can be extremely useful, not only for work, but also for our interpersonal relations and our other activities outside of work. Now, certainly humans are spiritual beings, but we're also physical, emotional, sexual, and intellectual beings. This means we won't always stop to reflect before acting, and we won't always make soul-enhancing choices. Well, that's a missed opportunity. Oops, let me try again tomorrow. It is simply a point to note, to acknowledge, and to move on. The more we practice orienting ourselves towards this principle, the more our workplaces will reflect virtues, qualities, and powers that make work increasingly pleasant and workplaces increasingly soul-enhancing. So let me summarize the whole idea of soul-enhancing thoughts, words, and actions. Number one, purpose is inspiring, but it does have a light and a dark side and can go in either direction. Two, to choose purpose that grows my light side, I can choose to develop virtues rather than vices. This is conscious, and it improves as we practice. Three, I can ask either in the moment or later in reflecting, is that a soul-enhancing or soul-diminishing thing? Or was that a soul-enhancing or soul-diminishing action that I took? The fourth point, when I fall short of soul-enhancing thoughts, words, and actions, the answer is not to shame or blame, but to forgive myself and move forward through service, which, like prayer, helps us to autocorrect. So what do you think? Does this explanation about basing our thoughts and acts and our decisions and words on a spiritual principle using a probing question, does this resonate with you? Can you see yourself using this question to guide you at work and in your relationships with others? Give it a try. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. If you're finding these episodes insightful, you can always purchase the book, The Spirit of Work, Timeless Wisdom, Current Realities, online on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or directly from my website, shiftworkplace.com. Just go to buy the book. Feel free to send me your own insights and your stories so I can include them in these solo episodes. Contact me at marie@shiftworkplace.com. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for considering these ideas. And may culture and leadership connections continue to guide and inspire your day. Newsflash. Listeners can now interact with Culture and Leadership Connections podcast by leaving a voice or text message on Fan List. It is a fun and quick way to let me know what you liked, ask a question, or leave a suggestion. I will feature some of the voice messages on upcoming episodes. You might be surprised to hear your own voice, but only if you leave a message, of course. So to leave your personal message or your question, go to shiftworkplace.com/podcast and click on the Fan List link to leave it. I can hardly wait to hear what you have to say.